It's important to have the courage to change course after the cost spiralled. Instead, he's promising to invest in hundreds of other transport schemes. But Labour's Greater Manchester Mayor Andy Burnham says it's not a coherent strategy.
I don't see how you can take a plan that goes beyond the life of any individual government, goes beyond the interests of any one political party, given it goes all the way through the country, how you can kind of take that plan and basically tear it up at a party conference.
Meanwhile, Mr. Sunak also announced a plan to phase out smoking by raising the age to buy cigarettes by 1 year every year. It means a 14-year-old today will never legally be able to buy them. Elsewhere, police are investigating possible corporate manslaughter at the hospital where Lucy Letby murdered 7 babies. Officers will look at areas including senior leadership and decision-making. A murder investigation's begun after a 54-year-old man was mauled to death by a dog believed to be an XL bully in Sunderland. A 44-year-old man's in police custody. Lawrence Fox has been sacked from GB News following comments he made on air about a female journalist. The actor-turned-politician made a series of personal remarks about political correspondent Ava Evans. Our reporter, Katie Spencer, thinks the channel was keen to show it was taking action.
So many Ofcom investigations that are active at the moment against them. They have been under a lot of pressure, really, to be seen to act on this one.
Fellow presenter Calvin Robinson has also been fired, while Dan Wootton remains under investigation. And Taylor Swift has broken a UK cinema record with her Eras Tour film. View International says it's had a huge opening week, selling more tickets during the pre-sale than any other music event. It'll be out from October the 13th. That's the latest. I'm Victoria Lawrence.
Thanks, Victoria.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, there's sunny spells now, but the odd light shower cannot be ruled out for the rest of the afternoon. Tonight we'll see any clouds and showers diminish early, leaving a mainly clear night. Towards dawn, some clouds will move in, but it will continue to be dry, with highs still of 18, overnight lows of 9. And the sun sets at 6:30 tomorrow. Tonight, even, and rises at 7:05 in the morning.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
Brazil, back in the USSR.
David Bowie and Mick Jagger here on Phoenix FM. Don't get me wrong, I'm going to play that a little bit later. But don't forget, I was going to say, at 4:30, we will be hearing from Joby. Now, he won't be live. I did catch up with him late last night, it was actually, and did a pre-recall just for you. And we have a track from his album that's not even out yet. It's out in a couple of days' time that nobody else has heard. And so we do have an exclusive, and we'll be hearing two tracks from him, and one is an exclusive. So I can't wait. I love the song. It's beautiful. I can't wait to play it out. But we've got another 20 minutes yet of brilliant tracks, including one from CC Peniston.
Joe Bailey on Phoenix FM. We'll be right back.
after a short break, I'm going to be playing Stop Sobbing Your Heart by Pretenders. But do you know who wrote it? I was going to give you a clue, but I won't.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, me, 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 make me your home.
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
Lealino Billericay is an exquisite modern Lebanese restaurant featuring a beautifully expansive outdoor garden and a private dining room. A perfect setting to celebrate any occasion. We take pride in serving traditional dishes infused with a delightful modern twist, meticulously crafted using only the finest ingredients. To book a table or inquire about exclusive venue hire, call us on 01277 714477 and join us to indulge in the epitome of modern Lebanese hospitality.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
With the colder weather almost here, it's time to make those all-important home improvements to keep you warm and secure through the winter. Upgrading your windows and doors with SEH VAC will not only help improve the energy performance of your home and save you money on your heating bills, but will also keep you safe with the latest security features. Plus, get up to 35% off windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Visit SEHBAC.com to find your nearest showroom and see our new product ranges. Terms and conditions apply.
It is time for you to stop all of the sobbing. Yes, it's time.
that was actually written by Ray Davies, yes, of the Kinks. I was going to give you a clue beforehand, and all I could think of was someone from the Kinks. That would have been so obvious. That's why I didn't give you a clue. But they obviously got on because they had a kid together as well, didn't they? I don't know what the daughter was called, but that was back in the 80s. Yeah, but that song was one of the biggest hits back in 1979. Now, Shakira, with Whenever, Wherever. Yeah, Shakira, Whenever, Whenever, Wherever. Or is it the other way round? I always get confused, but that doesn't surprise me. Now, don't forget, around 4:30, we'll be hearing from Jobi Fox. I really can't wait to play the interview out. I seriously could have spoken to him for hours. He's such a lovely fella and such an interesting guy as well. What I'm going to do, I'm going to play Katie for Kings as well, our local girl. Well, from Chelmsford, Katie for Kings with Money Motel. We'll be coming up after the travel.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Delays on the M25 anti-clockwise. And the Dartford tunnels, the travel time's not too bad. It's only 10 minutes at the moment. But Rayleigh Station Road, slow traffic between London Hill and the High Street. A127 eastbound, slow traffic between A129, that's Rayleigh, and Progress Road. A120 eastbound, slow traffic between Coleshill and the Marks Tank Interchange. A130 southbound, slow traffic between the A132 Rettenden and the Fairglen Interchange. Also, in Braintree, slow traffic on the A120, that's east between the B1256 and Galley's Corner roundabout. In Chelmsford, White Hart Lane, eastbound, slow traffic between Essex Regiment Way and Colchester Road. Slow moving traffic also in Chelmsford at Baddow Bypass, Van Diemen's Road and Baddow Road towards the Army and Navy roundabout. Now over onto the rail, then remember there's no service on the C2C at Fenchurch Street due to the strike action. It's affecting services across the network. Services are only running between London, Liverpool Street, Norwich, Southend, Cambridge and Stansted Airport on the Greater Anglia at Liverpool Street also. And there's a reduced service on Stansted Express at Liverpool Street if you are thinking of travelling there today. Now let's head over to the Tube for you. Now the Circle Line, there's severe delays due to cancellations. Also severe delays on the Hammersmith and City Line between Hammersmith and Edgware Road. Underground Station is still closed on the Northern Line at Kentish Town, all due to those engineering works, but there's a good service throughout the rest of the Tube network, and there'll be more updates from me in an hour.
For a worth indicator, baby, it's not me. I burn both my feet, keeping my head in the sand till I couldn't breathe. Cotton onto candy floss until it started rotting my back teeth. Coffee and mugs and sugar. For all I rely on for energy, that's what they did to me. Girl, you better get yourself out of the polythene world. Girl, you ought to take yourself out of the money motel. Gin and juice is good for you until to realize that you're sick. Wait until the preacher comes, it's surely an image that shouldn't stay. But my dear, it is what it is. Oh girl, you better get yourself out of the polythene world. Girl, you ought to check yourself out.
Katie for Kings with Money Motel. Now I'm going to play out the interview that I had last night with the, just the wonderful bloke, Joby Fox. A veteran songwriter, musician and humanitarian whose new album, Once Was a Hawk, Now I'm a Dove, is due for release so soon. Joby, how are you? Thank you for coming on to Phoenix FM.
Well, look, all the pleasure is mine. Joe, I have to say, I was really excited to get on the show, and the fact that it's going out there in Essex, it's a bit of a thrill for me. It's a county I love very, very much. I've toured England, Scotland, Wales so many times, and I've fond memories of that part of the world, and lots of friends are also. So, you know, I was kind of, I was very excited to be. On your show today. So the pleasure's all mine.
Ah, well, I was a little bit worried you might not be able to understand my accent, but I think we're all right now.
Well, there's no problem there at all. I lived in London for 10 years during the 80s, early 90s. And, you know, it's an accent that I'm really, really used to. And I love it. And I often slip into that accent and, you know, I do a bit of Cockney rhyming and all over the years, like, you know, and it's just slipped partly into my personality, if you know what I mean. So that's what happens when you live in certain places, you pick certain things up.
Absolutely. So listen, should we start from the beginning? It will be nice. There's so much to get through. I could literally talk to you for hours already, and we've only just started. Because you actually started out in the 80s, didn't you, with bands such as like Bank Robbers, then Energy Orchard, and that had like, you had a 5-album deal with like MCA, the record company. That was a big deal back in the day.
It was a big deal, and I got into music. It started off in Belfast in the punk scene, and was on a program called The Tube, which is sort of early kind of Jules Holland tape sort of setup. And from there, I got signed to EMI Records, moved to London, and had a couple of years at EMI, and done pretty well. And for several other reasons, just things fell apart with the Bank Robbers. Then I joined a band called Energy Orchard, which were our old roadies, would you believe it? The road crew from the Bank Robbers. I formed a band and ended up in that band. And we went on, as you say, to get a 5-album deal with MCA Records. And it was like, it was one of the best deals that anybody had ever got to date, you know, so to that date. So, and we were, you know, we'd done the album. It was called very unpretentious. It was just called Energy Orchard. And there was no
thought in that, was there yet?
it wasn't a massive thought, leap of thought. Like, yeah, so we, you know, we had 2 or 3 years of pretty crazy times, touring Europe, America, Canada, England, Scotland, Wales. And as a matter of fact, Joe, we were saying to the managing director of MCA, which was, there was no politics. He was the main guy, you know, the full might of the company got behind us, but also the wanted us out in America too. And over there, MCA wanted us over there. So the truth of the matter is the war is out, really. And, you know, throw in a bit of alcohol and drugs, and I was just completely exhausted by the end of it. And as a matter of fact, I ended up in a clinic, a complete classic kind of rock and roll casualty.
What age was you then, Joe Bido? Sorry, what age was you then?
No, you're grand. I would have been about 27.
Right, yeah.
That old age. I mean, at one point I was I going to make it past 27.
Goodness me, you could have gone down history with some of the others, to be fair, at 27. Goodness me, that's an age, isn't it? Weird one, that.
It's really funny, isn't it? It's just that funny age. Yeah, I mean, I got through it, and in some ways it was probably the best thing ever happened to me, you know, because I finally grew up. Because I think, to be honest, musicians are kind of Peter Pan figures, you know. They find it hard to grow up because they're in this world, you know, and it's kind of like, you know, it's there's no requirement to grow up, you know. But so I got through it, and you know, I was in Belfast. I had to go back to Belfast, which was one of the hardest things I've ever did in my life. I just happened to go back to the narrative of a conflict where I'd spent 10 glorious years in London, multicultural society, you know, traveling and getting around the place and enjoying my life. And then, as I say, you know, hit the wall and slid down it. And then I found myself back in Belfast again. And having to go back to that narrative, that conflict, was really, really difficult. I didn't clean up right away. You know, had a couple of kids, and, you know, tried to be a father, settled down and all the rest of it. I done my best and I think I done okay. And once the kids started, you know, getting up and roared a little bit, I never stopped music really. You know, it was always music was always there. I just started getting into writing again. I started feeling a lot of like social political notions in my head as an older person, having went through, you know, the mental illness and all the rest of it, and looking around the conflict in Ireland. And I just thought to myself, you know, I'm going to have to start writing about these things and using the medium of the songwriting, you know, the 3.5 minute, 4 minute folk pop song, if you like, and put some of these ideas that were going through my head into these songs. And it took me off on a journey. And my first album, my solo album, was called The End of the War. Hmm. I knew when I was putting it together, it had sort of academic appeal too. You know, I was singing about the conflict and peace and reconciliation, basically. And I got picked up by, you know, lots of big organizations throughout the world that were asking me to come along and perform and all of that. So I've done that for a few years, and I started getting a wee bit corporate again, and I started panicking and going, no, it's not what I really want to do, you know. And
were you scared that you, at any point, even though you've got the family, you've grown up, that you could go back to your old ways a little bit or not?
Oh, without a doubt.
Was that an element of it that it was always at the back of your mind, right?
Oh, it still is.
Yeah.
It still is.
Sure.
There's still, as I call it, there's still a Joby in there that wants to jump the perimeter.
There's two Jobys, right?
Yeah, there's definitely two Jobys, you know, but he's well curtailed. I used to think that I took him up the mountainside, made him dig his own grave, you know, every now and again.
He's clambered back out, has he?
You gotta watch that guy, you know, because he can definitely try to, you just have to watch it. I stopped drinking now, 22 years. And I never went to AA or anything.
No.
That, a deep respect for AA, don't get me wrong, but it just wasn't for me. So I got back into the music and I cleaned up, and I really got deeply into the music where I started to actually understand, you know, how music worked. I recorded a singles albums. I had a single in the British charts called Belfast with Energy Orchard, and a number one in Ireland. You know, people would say, oh, you know, you're a great songwriter and everything, but like, I only knew how to string a couple of chords together, you know, at that point, you know.
Yeah.
So I started to actually get into music itself and the theory of it. It brought me into a place where I just fell in love more deeper and deeper and deeper with the music itself and the power of a simple song. And I do come from that generation, like the Specials and people who would write about social political issues, but not kind of big political, you know, ramming ideas down your throat or anything like that. It's not like that. It's all pretty much, you know,
just a social conscience. I think that's what essentially that was. I think a lot of the kids actually that are writing now as well, like people in their late teens and 20s, have a social conscience, and you can sort of feel like there's always that wheel, isn't there? It comes back round. It's the same thing, right?
I totally agree with you. It's, you know, as you say, it goes off on a bit of a tangent. If you're around long enough, you realise that there, you know, there's people who are dead against, oh, it's just music, it's there for fun and all the rest of it. And I appreciate that, you know, and there's room for everything. But there should be, like, English tradition and Irish tradition, Welsh and Scottish, and all over the world, in fact, that folk aspect of music where, you know, people you know, used that, as I say, folk tradition to tell stories and lament their lives, you know. Mm. I really just mean humanitarian, basically. I mean, it's not really political in that sense. And if it is, it's very much with the small p. It's more of the human condition and more singing from that point of view. We've got to remember that we're all fundamentally the same, and we all have more or less the same need, you know.
And as you say, music is art and art is expression, so it's all connected. So, you know, and like you say, there's different ways of expressing everything. But I tell you what, Joby, I'm going to play two of your tracks. And so what I'm going to do, I'm going to play now Falling. It's actually on the Phoenix FM A-list now. So I'm going to play that. We'll come back and actually talk more about your humanitarian work as well and your organisation that you helped to co-found. So I'm going to play Falling now and then we'll come straight back.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
Looking for a new career? Want to improve your work-life balance by working locally? Come along to the free Brentwood Jobs Fair on Wednesday the 11th of October from 10am to 2:30pm at the Brentwood Centre. Speak face-to-face with over 40 local employers and training providers about job vacancies, apprenticeships and training courses across a wide range of sectors. To find out more and view the list of employers, please visit brentwoodjobsfair.eventbrite.co.uk.
So that was Falling. That song, it moved me, to be fair. I'm going to come back and I want to talk about your humanitarian work in a minute. But I just want to talk about the single, because if I can, just say the lyrics, if that's all right. So if you don't mind. So I'm just going to quote a couple of lines. Now, the breeze, it blows on the sea now. I can't go back to that pain. A thousand voices in their water calling out their names. Falling into your arms is all I had to do. Now, I know immediately before reading anything about you, exactly where you drew the inspiration from that. But could you enlighten us a little, please, JB?
Thank you, Joe. And it's always good to hear that people are getting it, you know. And 8 years ago, when the Syrian war happened, and we seen the terrible images which were unfolding in the media, young Alan Curry, for example, washed up on the beach, and it was terrible. It was really terrible. I was sitting in Belfast, and my son was 18 months, you know, years of age, and I looked at my partner and said, look, I'm going to have to go down there and see what I can do to help. It was the island of Lesbos. I went there thinking I'd be there for 2 weeks maybe and get this thing off my chest. And what unfolded in the two weeks ensured that I would never walk away from the situation unless it, of course, was resolved. It's pretty ongoing. So I decided, along with another artist, a friend of mine, Jude Bennett, that we would get a search and rescue team down and get out onto the water with a vessel. And we started a campaign, and a great artist called Jake Chapman gave us £35,000 to get the boat. Our first search and rescue team came from England, and came down and served with us. And from that, 8 years ago, there's been various search and rescue teams from all over the world, American SEALs and the Middle East, Australia, you name it. We maintain the boat as a charity. We're called Refugee Rescue. And we've rescued 18,000 people.
18,000?
18,000 people, yeah, out of the sea. You know, before your listeners think there, well, you know, are we assisting bringing people over, you know, and all that? We're not doing that. We see ourselves as the emergency services, regardless of the politics. We're not interested in the politics. We're a humanitarian organization. We only care about life. And if they're in the water, we'll come and we'll get you. And we don't care who you are. We will come and get you. We don't care how you got there. We'll put you on land. The chances is we operate in the Mediterranean now. The chances is that once you go to Italy, you'll be impounded anyway. And who knows, you might be sent back or whatever. But our only aim is to ensure that you don't lose your life at sea. We're not political in any way, shape, or form.
Thank you for that. Because that's how you can devote yourself to doing that is just like, you know, you hear these stories, but there's so much that there's so many people that are trying to clamber on other people to gain platforms from themselves. And then there's altruistic people like you that are actually just there, as you say, there's no political agenda. It's just about people's lives, saving lives. You know, we only get one.
Exactly.
We won't get political on this because it could quite go that way. But that is not what that's about. And a lot of people sort of get those lines kind of blurred, don't they, Joby? And I think that's the problem.
You know, I have political views, certainly I do, but when it comes to life, you know, there's a line drawn there, you know what I mean? And I'm just a human being. I can't sit back and watch people, you know, drown in the water. It's just not right. And it's a great Anglo-Irish, initiative, you know, and I'm very, very proud of that. Very, very proud of that. Particularly the part of the world that I come from, mm-hmm. you know, it's very heavily politically contested. And in fact, the new album is called I Once Was a Hawk, But Now I'm a Dove. And I grew up in the streets of Belfast, the British Army on the streets. And, you know, I grew up with a pretty one-dimensional outlook. And at that time, I would have probably been a bit of a hawk, you know. And, you know, as the years rolled by, I've got great friends in the British Army now who were served in the British Army, even served over in Belfast on the streets. So the album is I Once Was a Hawk, Now I'm a Dove. It more or less is, you know, when you release an album, there's a great opportunity to make and call it a name so it can create debate around subjects like that and the journey that people have taken in the north of Ireland. And we always hear the bad news, but the reality is so many people have reconciled with each other and recognized the humanity in each other. And so many people have, you know, put down the weapons both in their hands and in their heads and you know, embraced each other in a really beautiful way.
But that's a really important thing as well, because people just think automatically of the weapons, but it's not. It's what people thought mentally.
Well, that's so true, because, you know, you have the people say, you know, but that whole period in the good, you know, after the Good Friday Agreement, decommissioning and all the rest of it. I think somebody famously say, no, we can decommission, but you have to decommission my mind. Mm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You have to give me a reason to decommission my mind. And believe me, Joe, and to all your listeners, so much great work has been done. And I lived in London for 10 years, as I say. I toured England, Scotland, Wales. I probably know Britain better than most British people, you know what I mean? And good people. And we're all intertwined. I mean, many people have got an Irish gran or an Irish granda or something. You know, we're all intertwined, and there's more
connected.
More English voices over in Belfast and in Dublin and all the rest of it, you know. I just think the governments need to catch up a wee bit, as usual.
Let's reel us back to what we're here to talk about as well, which is your fabulous album, and I've had the opportunity, and I feel really privileged to have already looked at a lot of the lyrics that involved with that. So everything that we've been talking about, or you've been talking about, I should say, as I did say, I should have said storyteller at the beginning there. all the layers of Joby are on this album. This is you, because you've got two homes there as well, because you also spend a lot of time in Denmark, because that's where you recorded the album, didn't you, Joby?
That's right. I actually live in Denmark.
Oh, you do
so,
now?
Yeah,
I didn't realise.
You know, I spend a bit of, obviously, time back home and everything, a family there too, but my home is here, I'm resident here in Denmark, love Denmark, a lot of great jazz tradition here, and you know, that sort of stimulates my brain too, you know, so I'm very happy with my little son Rory and Sophie here. You know, so I recorded the album here with a load of young jazz heads and mixed it here up in Copenhagen. And yeah, I mean, I'm proud of the album. And there's a journey into the album. And I kept it nice and sweet. There's 8 songs or Pilata. And they've been recorded in different places, I have to say. You know, most of the album was recorded here, rather, but there was other songs recorded along the way. Mm. And I'm very proud of them. And, you know, there's a story with everyone, let's put it that way, you know. I'm going over to London. I'll be playing next month in London. I just don't have the dates off the top of my head, but I'm out there anyway.
So I'll give them a shout as soon as you throw them over to me, Joby, at that time, yeah. But definitely have to come and see you, because, as I say, like the album itself, it's all layers of you, from what I can read from the lyrics. I can't wait to actually hear the album. I really can't. So, yeah, I know. I've only got 3 days to wait. I'm okay. Or 2 days now. But Joby, listen, so what's next for Joby? You're going to be doing some touring, yeah?
Yes, that's right. And, you know, I've got a lot of dates coming up here, there and everywhere, but actual tour will be sort of February, March next year.
Right.
And I've got some Irish dates, and we're trying to add on some English dates too, obviously. And yeah, just play on. And like, as all you know, all artists should never look back. You know, I only look forward. In fact, coming here today, doing it, I had to read my own bio and go, God. Okay, because I knew it was 20 minutes or how long it was going to be. So I knew you were going to get into it a bit. So, but most artists, you know, I never look back. Mm. I just look forward. And that's it.
That's great advice, Toby, as well. And I asked you what song you'd like me to pick, because there's 9 gorgeous songs. We've already played Fallin', that's on our A-list already here at Phoenix FM. Which one did you choose, and why did you choose it?
Well, it's a song called I Love You. It's the next single off the album. Everybody loves this song. My family, I have like a big extended Irish family. And, you know, I have to play it at all the weddings and all the rest. But so it has that. And it's a song sort of inspired by meeting Sophie a few years ago. And also, it's also inspired by a film with John Wayne, Maureen O'Hara, called The Quiet Man.
Ah, yeah.
And, you know, it's an old movie. So it's a love song, and it's got some beautiful strings on there and stuff like that there. Yeah, the reason why I'd like you to play it is because I think it's just one of those songs. It's perfect for people who are falling in love and have fell in love and weddings or whatever else, you know, and it's one of those songs. I think it's some of my best work.
Oh, wow. Okay. So here we go. And it is a sneak preview as well. So, yes, because it's actually not out yet. So, yes, I can't wait to play it now. Joby, listen again. Thank you so much. You can get Joby at jobyfox.com. It's as easy as that. It's all over the internet as well. So you can find him everywhere. Joby, it's been an absolute joy. I can't wait to come and see you. You're going to have to throw us the dates as well. We'll probably end up having to get a big coach from Essex, yeah, I reckon, to come out and see you.
That'd be brilliant. It's my pleasure, Joe, and I mean that sincerely. It is my pleasure. I love your voice, by the way. I just have to say, I love your voice.
You too. There we go. Mutual love,
you,
there, Joe.
I love,
Joby,
you,
yeah,
love your voice.
There we go. Joby, again, thanks so much for coming on to Drive here on Phoenix FM. And yeah, I can't wait until the album comes out. We've only got a couple of days, but here is. Do you know what? There's no one better to introduce the song than yourself, Joby. Go for it.
Here it is. I Love You. Joby Fox.
Cheers, Joby.
Oh, thank you.
Here I am in the morning of a day to come. I something to tell you in the morning sun. You had to be certain. You wanna be sure. I can't go on with this courting no more. Won't you believe me? I'll always be yours. Here I am, I love you. There's method in madness. I'm here at your door. I said what I said, now I'll say no more. Once in a lifetime, this love comes your way. Let it be this love, don't turn me away. Now and forever, won't you be mine? Here I am.
Joby Fox with I Love You. What a lovely fella. Now, kicking off the last hour on Drive will be Love Shack. So I will see you the other side of the news. And we've still got loads of factoids and stuff coming up as well.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.